This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's talk some NBA. The Celtics have done their part. Now they sit and wait. And joining us is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Our insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Multiple-time NBA champion Danny Green, once again with Gresham Fauria. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing, man? Good afternoon.
We're great. We're a little nervous, though, because of Kristaps Porzingis' injury. So why don't we start there? If Porzingis is compromised the rest of the way, Danny, how much of a problem is that for the Celtics in trying to win an NBA championship without Zinger?
Yeah, I mean, if he's gone for the rest of the postseason, that's going to be tough. But I wouldn't worry too much if he's just gone for this next series. I think the next series you guys can get through. Without him, it gets tricky when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals and you match up with one of those teams like the New York Knicks or the Philadelphia 76ers. That's where it's going to get tough. Not to take away from those other teams in, you know, Cleveland and Orlando, very good teams, but I don't see any one of them beating those groups. So, yeah, next year I think you guys should be fine. But, yeah, in the third round and in the finals, you're going to need him for sure. So, hopefully he heals up soon, but I think he'll be back. I don't know how serious the strain is, but hopefully he'll be back by the Eastern Conference Finals and should be okay.
So have you ever played with anybody or had a similar injury like Porzingis has, like the whole lower calf strain?
Actually, yeah, I have had one myself. I had a calf strain when the year that we lost to Atlanta when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 3. We were up 2-1, and they ended up winning a series. This was the game 7 that we lost at home, we were right at the big deal with Ben, and this was Ben's last game in Philly, Ben Simmons. So, yeah, I had the calf strain, and I could have probably made it back by the finals. I don't know if I'd have made the next round. Mine was a grade 2 because it was two grade 1s, basically, two small tears that were two grade 1s, ended up being a grade 2. But, yes, it's not an easy injury to get over. It could take 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how bad it is or how light it is, or it could take 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how serious. But
it's not something you like. It's not like a, hey, let me just tough through this, right? Like if it grabs you, it grabs you. It's like something like you can like, shoot it up and I can go.
No, it's something you can't really walk or move. Like I said, I felt like my Achilles was gone at the time. It's something that takes time to heal, and mentally it takes some time to get over and have to not think about pushing off and moving. So, but I said, hopefully he'll be back in the next series, maybe not the second round, but probably at least by the third round, and he'll be healthy, hopefully at full health, because you're going to need him to win the championship.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green with us for a few more minutes here with Gresham Fauria. The downtime in between series, how important is it even for grizzled young vets like Tatum and Brown? And what have you found to be some of the best uses of these time in between series? Like, do you want to be coached? Do you want to get in the lab and start looking at film? Or do you need a couple of days for maybe a mental break at this point in the season?
You might need a day or two, but it's perfect. It's very important, especially for a team that has bumps and bruises and trying to get healthy and letting those guys heal. But it lets you to, you know, resharpen your mind and watch some games and to kind of, you know, refocus, recalibrate everything. So I think it's huge for all players, especially ones that are banged up and teams that are banged up. So that, you know, it's good that you guys have, you know, take care of business the way you're supposed to, and you get a couple extra days.
Hey, who do you think had the best series for the Celtics? Who do you think played the best? If you're going to give an MVP award
probably
out,
Derek White. Probably Derek White. Yeah, especially the last two games, he for sure did. Jalen played really well also. But Derek White, I think, might have been the most consistent. You know, but I guess the expectation is not as high on him as it is for Jason or Jalen. So, but I would have to give it to D. White.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I was, since you mentioned Jalen Brown, we're talking to Danny Green, and the concern I see with him is like his free throws. He was 9 of 20 for the series, and every time he misses, I feel like he misses it the exact same way. Front end of the rim. Hmm. From it. Sometimes I feel like he's going to airball it. I'm just, well, as far as like potential problems, is that what he's going to do? Nothing but free throws?
I would assume so. I'm sure he's locked in on it. And sometimes it's just a mental thing. It's a series that you might mentally have like a small block. But I'm sure he'll be better next time around. But you said it's a concern. You have a concern about it?
Well, my concern would be, okay, those are the points that you're going to need against a really good team when the difference 100%. Isn't like the Heat. It's like the Nuggets, you know, because, you know, they're not going to let you just run away with it.
As you've seen, in every series, they're very important. And you've seen the Philadelphia-New York Knicks series, the free throws is what lost both those teams' games. You know, Philly lost game 2, where they let it slip away, and then New York lost game 5, but they let it slip away. So free throws are huge. If New York makes their free throws, series over. If Philly makes their free throws, it might be a different series. So free throws are important in every series, especially as you go further down the stretch. But I'm sure that this is where these extra days help recalibrate that, the mental focus and lock in and just not only rest your body, but, you know, get your muscle memory back with small things like free throws.
All right, last thing for Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Who would be the tougher matchup for the Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Orlando Magic?
I think Orlando would match up better than Cleveland. It's also depending on how Cleveland's health is, because, you know, Jared Allen is out right now, and he has some size. But with him out, it's just Evan Mobley there. I don't know if they have any other backup bigs. But, yes, Orlando has bigger wings. Jonathan Isaac, Franz Wagner, Paolo Mancera, like, they have those guys that are bigger bodies that can guard Jason and Jalen. But no Porzingis. So those guys are probably the tougher or the more fitting matchup. I think Cleveland is a good team, but the wings are a lot smaller when you have John Darius, so it's a tougher matchup for them to guard Jason and Jalen. But I would have to guess Orlando would be a tougher matchup roster-wise. But it seems they might not even win a series, so you know you might not get Orlando because Cleveland might be the better team in the series.
Danny, thanks for the time and the breakdown. We always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you.
For sure. I appreciate you guys.
There you go.
Man. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
There we go. Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.